I ain't afraid of no ghosts. I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
And hello and welcome to Mondo Hollywood on UMFM. My name is Amanda Stefaniak, and today's show just started out there with Ray Parker Jr. and a call to the Ghostbusters, because this entire hour is going to be dedicated to all things supernatural, and we may need some protection. And keeping with show tradition, this entire month of October is going to be dedicated to spooky music to get you in the mood for Halloween. Today's show will start off with a track from Bernard Herrmann's 1947 score for The Ghost and Mrs. Muir, before jumping ahead a decade for some William Castle classics, The House on Haunted Hill and 13 Ghosts. And then we'll have a Haunting of Hill House triple set, starting off with 1963's The Haunting, one of my all-time favorite movies. And then we'll also play the less impressive big-budget 1999 remake, but it has a decent Jerry Goldsmith score. And we'll also have some of the recent Netflix series that just showed up on 2018, which retained the title of Shirley Jackson's novel. And to kick it all off, here's Bernard Herrmann with a track called The Ghost.
This is the voice of the uninvited.
It's coming from downstairs.
It comes from everywhere and nowhere.
A house of terror on the haunted cliffs of Cornwall, where the uninvited walk unseen by men. Yet a cat arches its back in fright. Flowers are withered by the touch of an unseen, malignant hand. Candles flicker and die as a ghostly chill fills the air, and the living are clutched by the icy horror of the restless dead.
Stop, Pamela! Don't go near that door.
The Uninvited, Dorothy McCardle's gripping novel of the supernatural, comes to the screen, starring Rayma Land, Ruth Hussey, Donald Crisp, with Cornelia Otis Skinner, and introducing the exciting beauty of Gail Russell, whose first love is shadowed by the specters of the past.
Stella, what is it?
Are you ill, Stella?
Quiet. Leave her alone.
Oigon.
Stop her, Scott. Shh. She's in a trance. I saw this happen once before at a seance. I thought it was a fake.
But this isn't.
I know. It's dangerous.
Please get out of this house now.
Now lie there quietly. I'm not afraid of anything here.
Then be afraid. Be afraid for heaven's sake. When you were a little child, the evils of this house reached out for you. Stella, go! Go!
I'm Vincent Price, and you're invited to my party in the house on Haunted Hill, where so far the ghosts have murdered only 7 people. So won't you come and make it 8? You'll see human heads without bodies. Mysterious pools of blood dripping from the ceiling. The walls move slowly in against you. Don't try to escape, you can't.
Ghosts. Of course you do. Unless you have these special ghost viewers. You get them at the theater free so you can see the ghosts in the new movie 13 Ghosts. My name's Charlie Herbert. I'm not a ghost, but I do appear in this picture.
That's telling them, Charlie. The new ghost viewer is the big new movie thrill you kids and your family will really scream at when you see 13 ghosts come to life in color. The fire ghost. The ghost lion. The monster ghost. And all the others you'll see through the ghost viewer given you at the theater. 13 ghosts.
See 13 ghosts. A wonderful movie for the whole family.
Thank you.
You're listening to Spooky Stuff on Mondo Hollywood on 101.5 FM in Winnipeg. That was Isla Cameron with O Willow Wiley from the absolute masterpiece from 1961, The Innocents, based on Henry James' novella, The Turn of the Screw. And while that story's been adapted dozens of times, its newest incarnation premieres on Netflix October 9th as The Haunting of Bly Manor. Writer-director Mike Flanagan has his own unique style, almost like fan fiction, where he kind of mashes up previous screen adaptations of novels into his own new material. By using a new version of that song in this new miniseries trailer, I bet it'll be similar to his work in The Haunting of Hill House, and then in last year's theatrical release Dr. Sleep, whose callbacks to Kubrick's version of The Shining were the best parts of the movie. And we'll hear Al Boley sing Midnight, the Stars, and You from that 1980 film in a moment, as well as some other impressive ghostly music from that year, including the Canadian classic The Changeling and John Carpenter's The Fog. I'll also play a clip of composer Charles Bernstein deconstructing the attack music from 1981's The Entity. But first, let's visit the movies about houses that just want you to start on a little bit of a lighter note with the main title for the delightfully bizarre 1977 Japanese horror comedy, Houzu.
night and a rendezvous. Your eyes held a message tender, saying I surrender all my love to you. Midnight brought a sweet romance. I know all my whole life through I'll be remembering you whatever else I do. Midnight were the stars and you. Thank you.
As a bonus track, here's a glimpse into my compositional process for the attack sequences in The Entity. I began with electronically altered low grand piano notes and a live kick drum. I added a scraped and hit cymbal effect. Then I blended in electric guitar. I added a repetitive, rapid tom-tom figure to arrive at the final version.
Something very strange and mystic happened to me. Something realistic and as weird as can be. Something that I feared somehow is now endeared to me. What a funny feeling, odd and yet so true. Did a thing like this ever happen to you? Did you ever see a dream walking? Well, I did. Did you ever hear a dream talking? Well, I did. Did you ever have a dream thrill you with "Will you be mine?" Oh, it's so grand, and it's too divine. Did you ever see a dream dancing? Well, I did. Did you ever see a dream romancing? Well, I did. Did you ever see heaven right in your arms saying, "I love you, I do"? Well, the dream that was walking and the dream that was talking and the heaven in my arms was you. Did you ever have a dream thrill you with "Will you be mine?" Oh, it's so grand, then it's too divine. Did you ever see a dream dancing? Well, I did. Did you ever see a dream romancing? Well, I did. Did you ever see heaven right in your arms saying, "I love you, I do"? Well, the dream that was walking and the dream that was talking and the heaven in my arms was you.
And that was Bing Crosby with Did You Ever See a Dream Walking, which was featured in one of my childhood favorites, Lady in White. Set in 1960s New England, it's just about a perfect ghost story to start your Halloween movie watching. And thank you for listening to Mondo Hollywood on UMFM. Be sure to tune in next week for an episode all about the actors and directors who got their starts in horror films. And let's end today's show with some more modern haunting movies, including the 2016 remake of Ghostbusters and 2017's terrific British entry, Ghost Stories. But let's start this last set off with Ryan Gosling and Zach Shields, who make up Dead Men's Bones and their song In the Room Where You Sleep, which was featured in 2013's The Conjuring. Stay safe and hope you can join us again next week for some more spooky music.
the accident up there?
Yeah.
Someone got hurt.
They did?
A lady. She broke her neck.
Oh, my God. But you can see her?
Yes.
Where is she?
Standing next to my window.
Baby, why are you shaking? Cole, what's wrong?
Did you ever talk to your mom about how things are?
I don't tell her things.
Why not?
Because she doesn't look at me like everybody else, and I don't want her to. I don't want her to know.
Know what?
I see dead people walking around like regular people.
I don't see anything. Are you sure they're there?
Sometimes you feel it inside, like you're falling down real fast. You ever feel the prickly things on the back of your neck?
Yes.
That's them. They get mad. It gets cold.
How often do you see them?
All the time. They're everywhere. They want me to do things for them.
I think that they know that you're one of these very rare people who can see them. So you need to help them.
What if they don't want to help?
I don't think that's the way it works.
How do you know for sure?
Is anyone there?
Look out!
Please make them leave.
I'm working on it.
Thank you. have to be so very careful what we believe in.